This is Bruce Marable from EmployCycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company. Thanks so much for participating in our podcast. Can't tell you how much I really appreciate you taking the time during this crisis to really help employers. And I think this episode will also help employees directly really understand what it's like to help employees with childcare during coronavirus. So if we could start off by just getting some information from you, then we'll go into the deeper conversation. So please let us know your name, your company, and where you're located.
Sure. Well, first of all, Bruce, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here and share our stories. So Bambino Sitters is a babysitting app, a childcare app that is designed to help families find sitters that are recommended by friends and neighbors. Right. So it's a very community-based app that in essence allows families to find those sitters that their friends and neighbors have used and recommended. So it's all contained in one app, Find, Book, and Pay. There's local babysitters and childcare providers.
Awesome. And if you can let us know your name and where you're located.
Yeah, my apologies. Sean Green. We're based out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay. And what is your current headcount?
On staff, we have 10 individuals. And nationwide, we have over 100 community coordinators around the country.
So this is going to be a really interesting interview because childcare is definitely something that is on the top. It's top of mind for a lot of people, especially when you get into that issue where schools are out. And primarily we're talking about K through 12 school, where children typically would be at home so that the parent can go to work. But now if the parent is forced or has to go to work because they're either essential and or this person has to go back to work when the new normal kicks back in and people are going back to the office, well, we'll see what happens then. But then the kid is still out of school. I'm assuming that could be a potential issue, or it will be a big issue. So how is your company helping employees and employers navigate through this process? And what does this look like for a lot of people that you've been talking to?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I mean, things changed for everybody about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, something like that. And Bambino has always traditionally been a babysitting app, right? One that provided a babysitter when you wanted to go out, you wanted to go to the movies, you had an event, you had a parent-teacher conference, whatever it was, we provided those one-off sitting engagements. And what we found in this situation, however, is that parents need more extended care. Right. They need somebody who can come and watch their kids, albeit 5 days a week or a couple days a week or whatever it is, but far more recurring engagements. And so we found a need to evolve and add features and functionality to our site to help those individuals. So we have developed a Bambino for Business program, which in essence allows businesses to provide their employees a perk via Bambino. And the perk, in essence, is $20 off their first booking, plus waiving booking fees going forward for those individuals. So they are able to use the app as an employee of that business. They use a referral code, and they're able to use the app without booking fees. And that helps them when they've got recurring bookings as opposed to the one-off situations.
How many, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to ask this, because so many individuals, as we've seen, needing PPP and stimulus checks, because a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck or may not be in the best financial situation, how have you seen people being able to afford this when they wouldn't have had to pay for this otherwise? So what I mean by that is in normal times, they wouldn't have had to pay for a babysitter because the kid would have been in school. But now, since they're not in school, this is an additional expense that they need to pay. How are you seeing people deal with that?
You know, what's been great is we've seen a lot of employers step up and help their employees with that, right? So the employers then are allowing for those essential workers who have to come in. They're paying for their childcare during this time, knowing that it's a hardship for them. And we see that more often than not with a lot of these families. Otherwise, you know, everybody's got their individual situations, and certainly it does create a hardship for a lot of families that don't get that additional support.
In regards to the health question, which I'm sure a lot of people are anxious about, how are parents dealing with individuals showing up to their home, being around their kid? And I'm sure there's some anxiety around, is this person not necessarily tested positive, but are they asymptomatic? Or
if they've been exposed, yeah, sure.
Right. They've been exposed, and now they're exposing my child, or they're exposing me. And so how are you handling that, and what's the comfort level of parents during this?
Yeah, well, first of all, we have encouraged all members to cancel any bookings they may have upcoming in the event that they or anyone in their household has demonstrated any symptoms whatsoever, or if they've been exposed to anybody who has. You know, that's first and foremost, and there's no cancellation fees as a result of that. But two is that we encourage people to find an individual and stick with that individual. So it's a very one-to-one relationship that the family and the sitter can feel confident that each are quarantining appropriately, and that any spread of the virus is, that they're mitigating that risk significantly.
Which markets are you currently in right now?
We are nationwide. However, the majority of our business rests in about 10 markets. That is Austin, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, Chicago, Connecticut, D.C., Charlotte, Indianapolis, and Gainesville.
The reason why I ask, and I don't really have a map showing where the most cases are happening in front of me, but I'm curious, have you seen any correlation between where there are the most cases or the most severe situation and where the crisis is happening the most with where you see the most bookings and where people need the care? Or is it really more about like how many employees that are essential in these different areas are now going to work where their kids are out of school?
No, I mean, look, I think this has happened on a universal basis at this point. I think that the vast majority of the country, if not everywhere, is under these stay-at-home warnings. And the essential workers are essential everywhere, right? And so we have not seen, you know, the hardest hit areas being New York, Detroit, New Orleans, you know, and a variety of others. We haven't seen any of our markets affected in that way. I can't say that we've seen any difference in behavior in any of our respective markets at this point.
For the employers out there, whether there's HR leaders listening or just business owners listening and thinking about this in real time, what are some of the things that they should be thinking about as they're looking to providing this type of perk or service to their employees, whether it's discounts or how they communicate it to the employees, how they roll it out? What are your thoughts there?
I think that this is a win-win situation for these businesses. I mean, meaning providing a service like ours, there's no cost to the business to do it. In essence, what they're doing is they're sharing the service with their individual employees, and as a result, we're providing an incentive to those employees and a service to those employees to use the service, right? And so it's a win for the employers in the sense that they have, you know, they're reaching out to their employees and they're helping those employees with a need that they have for the you know, going forward. So that's a good way to think about it. If they want to go a step further and subsidize that care, that can be from a morale perspective and a retention perspective. I think that's a great way for employers to show their employees that they care and are there for them.
That definitely sounds like an amazing perk for a company to provide. For the parents out there, And again, a lot of these business owners and employees and HR leaders listening will also be parents of children, and some of them may also be essential as well. They're thinking about this for themselves. How should they feel about navigating this process? And what are some of the things that you can tell them to make them more comfortable about this as they're leaving their child with someone who they obviously don't know, a stranger with so much anxiety and stress around trying to keep your children with the least amount of exposure possible?
Yeah, you know, we're all doing the best we can to ensure the safety of our children. And ultimately, it is the responsibility of the parent to ensure that they're comfortable with the individual that they're leaving their child with. Right? I mean, there's no service, there's no background check or third party, you know, whatever service that's going to be able to provide the level of comfort that you yourself, as the parent of a child, gain from talking with that individual, meeting that individual, and following your own instincts when it comes to, is my child going to be safe with this individual? The same relates now as it did prior to COVID-19, whether it be the virus or something else. You have to trust in the individual that you're leaving your children with. And that trust is an innate, you know, a relationship that you generate between the two of you.
Got it. Well, this has been super helpful, and I'm glad you're sharing your wisdom and advice as a resource, as so many employers are thinking about how to help their employees with childcare during coronavirus. So I really appreciate you doing this. I'm sure you're super busy, as a lot of companies are probably reaching out, and this was great. So I appreciate your time. I hope you, your family, all your employees, especially as they're out there to a degree as frontline employees helping a lot, especially a lot, you know, they're support. Now that I think about it, they're supporting, I'm assuming, a lot of the healthcare providers too, to be able to do their job. So I really appreciate them, and I hope all of them stay safe and healthy as well. So thanks again for doing this, and you know, please stay healthy and safe.
Thank you, Bruce. You too. Thank you.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.